It's Wednesday, November the 4th, and you're tuned in to the Tanami Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. So.
What's up?
The world is on a brink of change.
What?
U.S. election?
Oh, yeah! America.
Yeah.
Canada's underpants.
They're doing stuff there. They're doing stuff there. I don't know.
Are you ready?
For what?
For four more years of Trump, baby? Hell yeah, brother.
I mean, are those his supporters?
I just imagine them all to sound like Hulk Hogan and drive a truck.
I guess. Sure. Yeah, sure.
I was working down at the coal mines, and he saved my job. Electric energy is bad. It's from the devil.
Oh my god. Really?
That's what I imagine it to be.
Yeah, well.
If I were to stereotype, which I am one to do.
That is the name of the game.
Generalizations,
maybe. Well, you know what? We'll report back next week when we have an answer. When we have the results.
It's so wild, like, how much their election matters.
Yeah.
To everyone else.
In the world.
Right? And I'm not saying that in terms of, like, why do you care?
Yeah.
I'm saying it in terms of, no, it actually matters.
It does matter.
Like, it actually matters.
The decisions America makes affects everyone.
Like, I remember, what was it? I was in Japan at a hostel.
Yeah.
And one of the guys, I was talking about the president, and he's like, why do you guys, like, it was me and some New Zealand guy. And the American guy there was like, why do you guys care so much about our politics? And both of us at the same time were like, because your country affects everything.
Yeah.
Like, are you retarded?
Yeah, that's what happens when you are the number one superpower. Like, you kind of have that knock-on effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see how the world's in for more chaos. So, there we go. This week, Paul wrote in with a question to chew on. I believe.
Could always trust that Paul. I always trusted him. He's a good guy, that Paul.
Did you?
Always.
All right.
Never doubted him for a second.
Okay. His question is, as a follow-up to last week's question.
Why'd you go like evil Trump there?
If DNIAB was an anime, what kind of anime would it be?
I think this overlaps with the game question, maybe.
Would one of you be the star and the other the sidekick? Or would all of you, TJ included, be the stars? If you knew this was coming and want another one outside of the Marvel Universe, who is worthy enough to lift the hammer? All forms of media apply. I think he's saying if we saw this question was coming.
Yeah, then I definitely saw it.
He provided a secondary question.
I trusted him. I trusted him to provide.
Oh, okay.
And provide he did.
Okay. All right. So if we were an anime, what kind of anime would we be?
I feel like I know.
What is the basis of this anime?
I feel like I know your answer, so I want you to go first.
You think you know my answer?
I feel like I know.
No, you don't.
I feel like I know.
My anime is called The Legend of Chernobyl.
Oh, no.
And you star as Paul Chu.
I am Paul Chu?
No, the anime revolves around Paul Chu.
Writing into the mythical podcast.
Yes, and okay. It is week after week. And he goes through his day.
Yeah.
Like, I just imagine the salaryman life with a family.
Yeah.
And he comes to the end of his day and he writes that question. And every week it's a cliffhanger. And will he get the response? And then he listens.
Yeah.
And it's never what he wants to hear. And it is 20 minutes every week of that.
It's never what he wants. Oh, that is true.
And then sometimes there's like other listeners and he's like, what the hell? Why are you answering them and not me?
Oh, so in this alternate universe, we have more than one listener.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Yes. Is that what you thought my answer was going to be?
No. I thought it was going to be like, you are the star and
no.
I am the main character because it is my podcast.
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Mine is the story of Paul Chu and the myth of TNIB.
It's not going to be called Maximus Chuamus?
No. Maximus Chuamus?
I guess that wouldn't make any sense for like the content.
No, it would be the show would be called A Question to Chew On.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Starring TNIB.
Featuring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or TNIB presents A Question to Chew On.
I was going to go with ours is like a slice of life.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And similar to you,
yeah,
the fan aspect is really the part here. Okay. Where it's like we are the small time podcast. Also, okay, in this anime, we have to be high school girls. It's the only option.
What?
Yeah. We've got to be young high school girls.
Why?
Because that's how anime works.
No.
Can we be high school boys?
Yeah.
Okay, we're young high school boys.
Why don't you be in high school?
Because it's the come up. It's the ideas. Right? It's like, oh, we're trying to make it.
Okay, fine. Sure. Sure.
Because this idea also doesn't work as like a seinen.
Sure. Oh, okay.
So yeah, we're like young high school boys, and we heard this podcast. This is gaming podcast where they talk about cool things in the world, right? And it's how we start our own podcast.
What?
About cool things, because we wanted that internet fame, and it's just the daily life of how we go and like, how do we get more listeners? And then one day we get our first listener question.
Oh.
And it's from Apollo Miss Chewman.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Wow. And then that, like, we read it and you get like the whole like, oh my god, someone wrote it, the flowers over the soft lighting in the anime, like that type of shit. And it like, it conditions it, like, this is what we need, this is what we do. We had our first fan, and there's chance for us in the podcast game yet.
Oh.
And then it becomes a tournament arc.
What?
Yeah, so we have to compare stats against other big podcasts, and we have to fight Rogue Jogan.
So stupid.
And he's the evil dictator at the top of the podcast list.
I see.
And our wholesome, non-tainted by sponsors thoughts will be the ones to save the, like, be the true facts at the end of the day. Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in.
That's anime. Anime is a lot to take in.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I just don't know. Don't know how I feel about that one.
There's like a dark episode where we're like, but what if we just clickbaited our title?
Oh. I thought you were going with, there's a dark episode, literally. We turned off the lights.
Oh, that was that's like the cute early days. Where it's like, oh, yeah. But then there's like the arc where we get too concerned with like statistics and growth.
Yes.
And search engine optimization.
Yes.
And we lose the true path of what made us popular with Paul in the first place.
Oh, wow.
Which is authenticity.
Wow.
And the whole show is about being yourself.
What is this? Some sort of after school special?
Yeah, that's why I placed it in high school, homie. You're
lame. Mine's a Saturday morning cartoon.
Mine's about growing up in the internet world. Where your
where
your worth is judged by views.
Wow, I gotta just add one extra piece to my anime.
Yeah,
Paul's out there listening, and he finds another listener, and that's like the end of the whole anime.
Like someone, like he's at work.
Yeah, and then he hears the theme song.
Like on his second monitor, he's like going through his Excel spreadsheet, yeah, but he has like the YouTube page open with the splash page.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you listen to this too?
And he looks up, and then it's just cut to black, because my anime is only 12 episodes.
Yeah.
So, oh, and it never continues. No,
season 2. It gets canceled. Because yes, like the manga was like, it was underappreciated.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I also like that one. Like, but like, if we didn't take the whole, like, he's a family man route,
yeah,
it could have been like, new cute employee shows up and it's like, you listen to this too? And then
what if he still is a new cute employee?
Oh, and listen, he's gonna have an affair.
Well, it cuts to black. We can't say
I like this ending.
Yeah,
I like that's this cliffhanger
the
end. Ending.
That's the end.
Like, he wrote it. Does he actually does he cheat?
We don't know.
Like, we know, like, Paul's a stand-up dude. I don't know if he's,
who knows.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
And the second part of that question?
Who else, anywhere, in any media,
mm-hmm,
could lift Thor's hammer from the Marvel Universe?
Goku.
I think Goku could do it.
I think he could do it not because he's worthy, just through pure strength.
Oh, you think Goku's strength is the one where it's like, yo, fuck this.
Yeah, hey, remember that time where I was like, Ultra Instinct? Yeah, then I'm just going to spin that shit. Wow, this is a really good weight. Like, he finds it, and he thinks it's, like, a training mechanism.
Yeah. Huh.
I definitely know Luffy is.
Luffy?
Luffy is like pure boy couldn't, number 100. Couldn't
every main character from a shonen lift it? Like Deku could lift it.
Deku's got some...
Deku could lift it.
I guess Bakugo could not lift it.
He's not a main character.
True.
He's the main rival. Yeah, but like Goku, he also sucks. Naruto.
Could Naruto... I don't know. He's getting nosebleeds looking at fucking Jiraiya's comics over here.
Yeah, but so Captain... You're telling me Captain America doesn't get a boner?
Never.
Oh,
God. He's never once shown interest in women.
Oh, okay. I guess that
he only shows interest in jogging and being on your left. Oh, that's about it.
Man. Okay.
Well, does Captain America ever get a girlfriend in anything?
He kisses Peggy at the beginning, at the first...
Yeah, but that's always like, oh, I reunited with my girlfriend. Right? Or I reunited with the girl from the 50s. And then it ends usually. It doesn't like show the life beyond.
Sure.
Yeah, Peggy Carter.
Maybe he had a thing with the widow.
Oh, the Black Widow?
Yeah.
But she likes them mean. She likes them when they're angry. Wow. At least in the Marvel universe. Maybe, or the cinematic universe.
Maybe he's different behind closed doors. Maybe he is angry.
Okay.
Tossing that shield around.
Ooh.
Yeah, all the anime boys could lift it, I think.
Yeah, I feel like the archetype is there for a reason. Yeah.
All the anime boys could do it.
But all like the cool anime boys can't do it. Like Shinji. Shinji can't do it.
Sure.
The main character from Tokyo Ghoul, he's not gonna do that shit.
You sure?
Who else? Like any, I think probably anybody from like a fighting, like a strictly fighting anime. Maybe Ippo could.
Could he?
I think Ippo could.
I think Optimus Prime could do it.
Yeah, but again, that's just pure strength.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because isn't that one time he goes evil for some reason?
I forget. Yeah, they reprogram. Whatever. Yeah, you know, Optimus has the matrix of leadership, so he should be able to lift the damn hammer.
No, he uses the hammer as fuel for the matrix of leadership. Oh, like he melts it down into his core.
Oh, yeah, that actually makes way more sense.
Yeah, and then he becomes the hammer.
Oh, he transforms into a hammer?
Yeah, or he just like metaphorically brings the hammer down. Like he is the law type thing.
I want to say Mako from Kill la Kill could lift the hammer.
Yeah, dude, true. She did get that uniform.
I think she did without the uniform.
No, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying she got that crazy powerful uniform. Like, she's secretly strong and nobody knows why.
I think she could lift the hammer.
That's what... Oh, I want Mako with the hammer.
Yeah? Thor Mako?
Thor Mako? That's my kink right there. Ooh,
too kink. That's too kink.
Who else could do it? Could Tai do it?
Like Digimon?
From Digimon.
Yeah, you have to be able to, right?
Yeah, I think it's harder to like figure out who can't do it.
Yeah.
Could Takumi do it?
Ooh, could Takumi do it?
Would he use it in his car somehow?
Could Takumi lift up Thor's hammer? From Initial D, right?
Yeah.
Could he do it? I don't know if he could do it. Takumi drives because... his dad buys him a tank of gas so he could take out girls.
True. Nefarious reasons. Okay. Yeah. Guts could not do it.
No.
Guts could definitely not do it.
I'm going to throw this one out there.
Okay.
I think Lelouch could do it.
I think Lelouch could trick the hammer.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, he could Gios the hammer.
Oh, yeah, he could. Yeah.
Can he Gios inanimate objects?
No. He can't. But is the hammer an inanimate object?
I guess not, because it chooses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because it knows.
Or is it like a plant? You know, like how when, like, a Venus flytrap, it just reacts to whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it like that? Where it's like, it detects your DNA. Your ancestry.
I don't know, but I'm sure. You know what? Lelouch could totally Gios the hammer.
If I touch the hammer in the right way, does it blush?
You know what? That's an unexplored area that we need to research. That Marvel needs to address. Right now.
Could Hammer-kun go out with Truck-kun?
Like, come on. You touch the shaft.
You do. You caress the shaft. You grip that shit.
Yeah, man. Come on.
And also, the hammer's a little kinky. It's covered in leather.
Yeah, man. You swing it around a bit.
Yeah. Rough it up a bit.
Yeah.
Slap it around.
Oh, twist and action.
Discharge it with lightning.
Yes.
The hammer's a dick. This is basically what we're getting
at. Yes.
I think this is 3 weeks in a row where our conversation turns into dicks.
Yes.
I can't tell if it's my fault or not.
Maybe. Probably. Always. Okay.
Hey!
That's a good place to switch gears and go into our picks of the week then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
All right. I want to tell you a story about possibly the best business decision for employee morale ever done in the history of business. GameStop. Out here in these streets, baby.
Yes.
Experimental ideas. They're throwing shit at the wall, seeing if it sticks. Latest one.
Yeah.
GameStop challenges their employees to a TikTok dance contest. And you know what the prize is, Vince?
What is the prize?
Extra work hours during Black Friday.
Now this is something I would have partaken in.
Now this is pod racing. What the fuck are these guys thinking? Are they completely off their rocker?
What are you talking about?
GameStop. This is bad.
Why is it bad?
This is bad PR.
It's bad PR, but I guarantee it's super successful.
In a day and age where COVID has taken away people's livelihoods, they literally ask people to dance like monkeys for the privilege to work minimum wage.
Yeah, but it's not minimum.
At GameStop?
For Black Friday?
Oh, Black Friday? Oh, yeah. Okay, they get minimum plus like 50%.
No. Like, haven't you worked retail?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
you work time and a half.
Yeah, like working holiday hours is like, especially when you're a teenager, yeah, like you try to get that shit. Cause you get so much money. Well, relatively speaking, at that age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause I remember I tried to switch 4 hours to get more, but
they were like,
no. They try and be fair so that everyone gets a piece, but like, I get it.
Like I worked that feature shop. Like I worked that 12-hour Boxing Day shift.
Yeah.
And I did make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if they told me to dance for it, monkey, I don't think I would.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, yeah, now you wouldn't.
No, even then.
What are you talking about? If you were a teenager today and you were into TikTok, come on, you would do it.
I think that's where it differentiates, like it splits, because I don't know if I'd be into TikTok.
I think you would.
I wasn't really into any of the other stuff when I was a teenager.
Are you into Twitter?
Huh?
Are you into Twitter?
Yeah, but I got that at like 20.
That came, and that was part of your growing phase. TikTok came up with these kids with their late teens, early 20s. Come on.
So you telling me I can be an e-boy?
If you really want to.
Oh, shit. All right, this changes things. This, all
right. I mean, I don't think it's a great idea. But I get it.
Oh.
Like, I'm not supporting this. I'm just saying, oh, yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, and, like people are posting up their videos, I guess. Like, I assume it's management doing it.
Yes, people are partaking.
But it's,
Because you know why?
It's wild.
PlayStations ain't cheap.
PlayStations ain't cheap. You know? Correct.
And the new one's coming out, so I need to fund it somehow.
Yeah.
And when you work at GameStop, come on. How are you not going to want to get one of them new ones?
At a discount. You know, gamers are weak.
Yes.
The doy. Next up, I got Guilty Gear XX Asking Core Plus R. Last week, I talked about the netcode patch that
you sure did
introduces rollback netcode,
and it rolled it back.
They rolled it back, and they brought people back into the game.
They did
so much so that it's the highest like popularity it's ever been on Steam.
And I saw.
So on October 28th, it peaked at over 2,300 concurrent players.
2,300?
Yeah.
Damn.
2,300.
That's a lot.
Concurrent players.
That is quite a lot.
Where the previous best was back in 2015 when it first arrived on PC.
Damn.
And then that peak was 438.
Ouch.
Ow. So it crushed these old numbers.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it is good to hear. It kind of shows that, like, hey, like, people, use rollback netcode. People want it.
Roll it back.
Right? And, like, obviously this game is probably in a bajillion people's Steam list through, like, sales. Like, oh, it's, like, $4 or a dollar. Let's go try this out.
Yep.
But it shows, like, hey, people are going back to play these things because the netcode is good. And, like, if you have good netcode, you will have good business.
Yes.
Right? So it's a fairly interesting case study.
Yes.
But it's awesome to see that Guilty Gear is back in the scene. And I'm sure it doesn't hurt that the new one's coming out next year.
So. Yes.
After this, Apex Season 7 is here.
Season 7.
With Ascension. There's a whole new map called Olympus.
It looks cool.
Olympus floats in the sky. Looks and very something cool. is wrong with it, and it might be falling. Get it? Get it?
No. Can you explain this to me?
No, I don't understand it either. I was hoping you could explain it to me, but it didn't work out. They are introducing a new hero called Horizon.
Zero Dawn.
Yes. Yeah. Aloy is in the game. She can only use a crossbow. Ooh, I had like a burp there.
Nice.
The new champion, she was teased in the latest season where you were getting like mysterious radio messages, and if you completed a certain number of challenges, you unlock the ability to use gravity wells within the current map, King's Canyon.
King's Canyon.
And they're basically little like gravity jump pads, kinda. And they were cool. And that was the teaser for it was actually here. Is the new character. Her abilities, one of them is that she throws out a gravity well.
Yeah.
And so you can use it to like fuck up your opponents, set traps. If you want to get out of a situation or you want to get to a roof real fast, you throw it down. You can just zoom right up there. Her ultimate is a black hole. She opens up a singularity in space.
Okay.
You remember that move Singularity from Mass Effect?
Yeah.
And it was fucking busted?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that.
It's great.
It's so good. So you can just put some fish in a barrel, throw Singularity out there.
Okay.
And then I don't know her passive, but the other new thing is that the new map will be getting a vehicle.
Yes.
So Apex is finally catching up with more modern day Battle Royales, and they are getting cars. And this one's like a hover car.
Yeah.
They show the different ways to use it. So they put like a caustic gas trap on the front. They put the Gibraltar shield on the front. They throw the new, was it her name? Rampart. They throw her ultimate, which is a turret on the back. Yeah. So you could have like a turret cart just roaming around doing stuff. Oh,
okay.
They really made sure that like the car isn't just a car. Like you can use it based on your team comp and stuff like that. And then I think the last couple ones are obviously a new battle pass and the addition of clubs, which looks like clans.
Clubs.
Yeah. So you can have a club. You can have your Apex club.
Club. Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club. That game was bad. And that's it for Apex. It looks cool. They're constantly coming up with like new interesting ways to keep the game fresh. I believe the weapon changes this season is that the Prowler, the burst SMG that isn't burst until you get the select fire add-on, that thing is going only supply drop, and they're bringing back the R99, baby.
It's a good gun.
That's the best gun. That gun is so good.
When does this start?
I think it's out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's out now.
Kind of want to try it.
I could be wrong. Like, I haven't like loaded up Apex yet because I've been playing something else, which I'll talk about in my week. But it looks good.
Yeah, kind of want to try it.
It's free. Try it for free.
I mean, I have it.
You guys still have it downloaded on your PlayStation?
Oh, good question.
Because I feel like it took up a considerable amount of space.
Yeah, it didn't take up as much as Call of Duty.
True. Not who that does, though.
Yeah.
There's also like some news stories about Call of Duty. They're like, listen, when Black Ops comes out or Cold War, it's only going to be 40 gigs, guys.
Only.
At launch.
Oh, God. Okay.
And then the last thing I wanted to bring up is actually relevant to you because you got a new phone, Vince.
I sure did.
You got an iPhone 12
Pro.
Pro. Wait, really? Yeah. You get the Pro? Okay.
I got the. Of course.
But you didn't get the big boy edition.
No, I didn't want a big phone.
Why didn't you get the big boy edition with the Pro-ness?
Because I have a big phone already.
But you now you don't.
Yeah, but I also have a big phone. Work phone. And I hate this
thing. That doesn't count.
What are you talking about?
You don't use that.
I use it every day.
Use it less.
I look at the time.
And isn't the time nice in a big screen?
No.
It's huge.
I'm not fucking blind.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. That's a bold-faced lie.
Well, who knows what lies are in this day and age anymore? What are
lies, really? Come on. Yeah. So there was an interesting video that got, like, went viral popular by a YouTuber named Hugh Jeffries.
Who Jeffrey?
I had no clue about this guy before this video.
Apparently a lot of people did. I mean, he has a pretty decent sub count.
Let's see.
It's like 800K.
543K.
Okay, fine. That's
still
fine.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's more than us.
He's doing great things.
He brought out a video called iPhone 12 Anti-Repair Design.
Anti-Repair Design, this boy says.
And so what he did is that he bought two brand new iPhones, a blue one and a red one.
Yeah, hell yeah, he did.
Hell yeah. Give all that money, baby. He busted open the phones and he replaced the logic board.
Wow.
And so all he did really in this initial test is that he took out the one logic board and swapped them between phones.
Yeah.
So keep in mind that these are still Apple official parts, factory new, no tampering. It's just take off the cables, reconnect the cables. That's it. And the phone semi-bricks.
Semi-bricks.
Like, you can't actually turn it on unless you plug it in. It fucks up your battery counter. A bunch of camera functions aren't available.
That's right.
No Face ID. A lot of reasons you would use that phone, like the Apple exclusive reasons you would use that phone, are gone.
Yeah.
And he then does this again with only the camera.
Yes.
So he takes the camera out of the red iPhone, puts in the blue iPhone, and vice versa. Still breaks the exact same shit.
Yes.
And from this, we can kind of like infer that all the hardware within your iPhone is locked to that specific phone, which is pretty big news, because this means Apple currently, at least for iPhone 12, have a monopoly on repairing these phones.
Yes.
And he brings up this issue within the video where it's like, well, what happens in a couple years when they stop servicing this phone?
Yeah.
Because Apple is going to bring out a new phone next year and the year after that.
Yeah.
What happens if what happens if you can't call Apple? What happens if you have the know-how and the skills, like this guy does, to fix your own phone?
Yep.
And you just can't do it. It like, there's that whole right to repair movement.
Yep.
And obviously this is like a really, like, I don't know. It's kind of like a layman's person isn't going to bust open their iPhone.
No.
And if you see like how he has to open this phone, like he has a heat mat, like he's a professional.
Yeah, this is definitely not, it definitely affects the small repair guy industry versus the casual consumer.
Like the guy with the kiosk at the mall.
Yeah, that's who it's really affecting.
Right. And I don't know, I just thought this was kind of shitty.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel, I don't know, I whenever I have my phones, like if I'm able to do it in a convenient way, I feel like I should be able to fix my own thing that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like even on my Essential phone, like the screen is kind of like the same thing as your phone. It's the same idea where it's like adhesive down into the phone.
Yeah.
But if I really wanted to, I was looking it up, it's not hard to replace the screen, right? I just kind of like, because I don't have the, what is it called? The insulation around it, I lose some of the waterproofing, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, A, it creates a monopoly on your phone. And then B, people, if you bought a product, you should be able to fix it by yourself. You shouldn't be held hostage by the manufacturer in order to fix something.
Hmm.
At least to me. Like, I know you would probably have some sort of counter argument, so that's why I brought it up.
Yeah. I don't know. I tinker with a lot of my own stuff. Like, I'll fix my own things that I have the ability. What?
Because, like, I've heard of companies being like, okay, you can't, like, don't use these products because they might not be right voltages.
Yeah.
They might not connect properly or neatly and stuff like that, right? Like, don't replace your battery with a big-ass battery because you'll fry out your shit. Yeah. but not like, hey, I bought the, like, this is a part, this is an Apple official part,
yeah,
and it doesn't work. Like, yeah, that's wild to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what to say to this one. It's just like, I mean, it seems par for the course for Apple.
Mm-hmm.
But like, would you feel this way? Do you also feel the same way about cars? Because it's like, that's how it works with Tesla. You can't just fix that shit yourself.
I didn't know that.
Right.
Right. Like, I didn't know that. Yeah. Like, I think if you're an electrical engineer, yeah, and you know how to fuck around with those cars, you should definitely be able to fuck around with those cars.
Well, you can't.
Well,
fuck. I mean, you can fuck around with them, but then obviously once you do that, like, I'm sure you'll find a workaround.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know there's Tesla modders, so that's why I didn't know it was locked down.
Like, you do that, but then you obviously you do that, and then like, you can never bring it back to the factory and expect them to fix it for you,
right? I can't put in like an electric turbo, right.
And like, I feel like it's just the early days of the iPhone 2 or the iPhone 12. I'm sure that someone will find a workaround. They always do. It just means that they're not valid by Apple anymore if you go back to the store.
Yeah, and that's with the old iPhones too. If you don't go through an official channel to fix your phone, you're avoiding that warranty. You're taking that risk, right? Which is up to the consumer.
Yeah, in my mind. I'm sure. Like, it's just, I mean, the phone came out like what, 2 weeks ago?
Mm.
I'm sure it's still early days. Someone will find a cloning mechanism, and then you can do it.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. To me, it's shady that someone will have to go through that thing where it just doesn't work like that out of the box.
Yeah, but I feel like that's how like all technology is. Like, that's how all, like, do you remember, because Android has that same thing where like, if you blacklist it, you can't repair it at all, right?
If you blacklist it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know this.
Like, if you lose your phone,
yeah,
and you call and say it's lost, Google will blacklist it so that when someone else tries to use it, you can't even lock it.
It's like a software lock?
Yeah, and so then when you bring it to someone to repair it, they have to find a workaround for it anyway. Huh. Right? Like, these things exist within security parameters, like software security parameters. And when you go to a repair section or place, they still have to find workarounds for this. So it's like, like, the only difference to this story is it's hardware-based now.
Yeah, it's hardware-based, and also it's not at the discretion of the user. Right, like the blackout example is, my phone is lost. Hey, do this for me.
Yeah.
Not Google being like, after 2 years, I'm gonna black out your phone, so you gotta buy a new phone.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, these parameters exist, and like, I don't know. I'm also not the type of person to ask because I don't care about making things last forever.
That's where you're tripping, homie. I'm gonna buy. Listen, my project for the winter, once it, like, all my exams are done, I'm gonna learn how to solder.
Oh God!
And I'm gonna buy a pack of capacitors.
Oh no!
I'm gonna fix that Xbox, baby.
Oh no! Yeah. No. Yeah. It's tough though, but yeah.
It's tough. It's hard out there for a pimp, you know.
I guess.
Yeah, I just thought this was really wild, and
like,
I haven't seen any like major tech sites cover it. I've only seen it like on Reddit and like tech forums and stuff. I honestly haven't looked for it. When I say I haven't seen it, I mean it hasn't shown up in my Twitter feed. But it's kind of an interesting direction that phone technology is going in. Like, if Samsung looks at this and they're like, we should do that, or if Google looks at that, like, we should do that.
I mean, like, what makes you think they have it already?
Oh, they just gotta turn it on.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not the same then. Well, maybe the fucking, was it the S30 or whatever?
Yeah.
Maybe the new S30 is going to have hardware locking or some shit like that, which is,
who knows?
I don't know.
Like, the more and more digitized we get, the more and more, like, we are solely dependent on technology. Like, it's just, maybe it's the pessimistic view, but yeah, I think we are going to have to get used to these kind of things.
I just think my pessimism goes further, where it's like, if we get too used to these things, we're going to have to deal with natural monopolies.
That's exactly
where and, like, the world's going. And it totally destroys, like, capitalism.
But I think you have to, like, at least in the Apple case, I think, like, maybe I'm not as affected by it, or, like, too shocked by it, or care as much, is because, like, that is their whole stance, right? Like,
closed network system.
Yeah, like, that
nothing
is, like,
works with us except that for our stuff.
Like, there's nothing more Apple than that. Like,
yeah, but there's definitely a line to cross,
I guess. But I mean, like, it's just always been Apple's
Like, you're not wrong.
Like, and you can see it from a mile away. Like, you know, in like 10 years, it's going to be even more locked down.
You could see it from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, you want to use your iPod? Come on, you better get that iTunes, baby.
Yeah, man. They really fucking locked you. Hey, man, when you're shit.
Yeah. I mean, you know what iTunes works really well on? MacBooks, right? Like,
yeah.
So that's that. But I don't know. I thought it was sad. I saw this and I was like, this is sad.
Yeah, well,
this sucks.
Don't buy an iPhone. Don't support it then.
All right, I won't. And I'll continue to use my iPod Classic. Oh,
wow. You disgust me.
I'm on that new technology, baby. Scroll wheels are back.
Oh, God. Yes, yes. Yes, that's what we need.
I'm going to upload my video podcast to my iPod video.
Do you know what's really pissed me off?
What?
Speaking of, like, scroll wheels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Car design adopting, like, touch interfaces like that.
Yeah, that shit's lame.
Like, not touch screen, but, like...
They got the knob?
Yeah, or, like, they're, like, touch it. Like there's no button anymore. Yeah. It's just...
That shit's stupid.
And it's, like, when you're driving, it's the most annoying shit.
It's not good.
Like, the worst one I saw was change the climate in your car. And it's, like, swipe right.
No!
Just... And, like, when cars got rid of the volume knob, it's, like, what? Why?
Yeah, see, that's part of the thing where it's like right to repair. It's like exponentially harder to fix a fucking touchpad or a swipe pad than it is to just like, I need a new knob, right? Like, that's some bullshit.
Let me just tie some wires together.
Yeah, and just clack, got it. Yeah. Oh, I can literally pop out this radio and put in a deck.
Yeah. That's the whole different conversation.
What's that fucking phone from Britain that's, like, fully modular?
I can't remember. Didn't take off, did it?
I don't think so. Yeah. Fairphone, that was what it was. The Fairphone.
Yeah, he
also brings up, like, a really interesting point about, like, Apple's whole stance on, like, the environment. Where they're like, we don't have a charger. But apparently the cable they supply in the new phone isn't USB-A to Lightning.
Yep.
It's USB-C to Lightning.
Yep.
And the majority of chargers that are out there are USB-A. So it's, you still gotta buy a charger.
Yep.
So it doesn't solve the problem.
Yeah, I know. Like I bought the MagSafe charger.
Yeah.
And this does not come with a power brick.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So you have to buy a power brick.
That's so...
Thank God I work for a company that has a bunch of iPads.
Yo, can I just take this power brick?
And so I just took a 20-watt power brick.
That's insane. That's so... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild, homie.
Yeah, so, like...
Yeah, so that on top of, like, hey, if you need new parts, we need to make you new parts. Like, you can't just use existing parts from broken phones.
Yeah.
That's... Man, fuck Apple. Oh, my God.
That's the Apple way.
Fuck Apple.
Do you know the way?
Do you know the way?
By Apple.
It is to pollution.
Yeah.
That was a good meme. I like that one. But yeah, those are my picks. Fuck you, Apple.
Okay. So I'll start off with some. Oh, did you see that Final Fantasy 16? They had a couple videos. They introduced some information.
No, I did not.
Well, they did. I didn't read them.
You know what? You do your picks and I'll look them up.
Okay. Sony is reportedly going to buy Crunchyroll for $957 million. And who said anime was only for nerds?
Did you see what the original evaluation was?
No.
It was like, I think it was like $10 billion or some
shit. Oh, really?
And they're just like, no, you fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go. So, Crunchyroll, this small... little thing.
The small indie hit.
Yeah, that, you know, they fucking brushed us off after all our advances. Those and now bitches. They got Sony after them.
You know what? They probably would have got bought out sooner if they sponsored our podcast.
I know. So, that's Crunchyroll.
You know who listens to our podcast? Kaz Harai.
Oh, damn.
He's the secret listener.
Yeah. Have you seen what he's doing lately?
No.
I forget. But he's doing this, like, really, like, innovative project all for free.
Oh, really? Because he's just like, I got money.
He's like, I'm doing it for the love of innovation.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's the man I love and admire. Hell yeah.
Spider-Man, Miles Morales, the video game.
Yeah.
Has an Into the Spider-Verse costume.
That makes sense.
Have you seen the video in action?
No.
It's the one, it's this one, the one from the movie.
Yeah.
But if you equip it, just your character model runs at 24 frames per second.
Oh, that's cool.
To match the movie.
That's.
But the rest of the world runs at 60.
That's sick. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. When I first saw it, I was like, what the fuck? But, yeah. So there you go. Gran Turismo 7. Yes, they're only on 7, despite coming out in 1997.
Well, listen, they had Gran Turismo Sport. They had their off year.
Yeah, they had A-Spec and B-Spec.
Well, that was still one game, wasn't it?
Yeah, 3. Can't believe that. Anyways, reportedly to launch first half 2021. What's the over and under that happening? What's the over and under that?
Listen, I'm telling, like, audio technology has gotten nuts. And this guy needs to, like, he needs to record so many exhaust pipes, you don't even know. He needs that 3D audio. I still can't believe he did that. I still can't believe they let him do that.
That's what they do all the time. That's how you get cars.
The most realistic cars.
Yeah.
I guess. I'm down to do license tests again.
Do you like League of Legends?
Not anymore.
What about if I told you there's an RPG?
I know they're making like a shit ton of games. And like, that card game's pretty good.
Coming early 2021. Will you jump in? It's coming to every system.
Yeah, of course it is. They're fucking backed by Tencent and they're the biggest MOBA in the world.
So like I said, you want a League of Legends RPG or what?
They have their own K-pop group.
I'm aware. Do you want the RPG League of Legends?
Maybe.
Okay. And finally, this one's just for me. Do you know what November 7th is?
Is that the one, the remember the 7th of November?
No.
I don't know.
It's N7 Day.
Oh, okay.
It's Mass Effect Day.
Okay.
And like the past 5 N7 days, rumors have it that the official Mass Effect Trilogy remaster is on the horizon.
Okay.
I've been burned 5 times before. But I have not.
But left. I am confident that this time.
But this is the year. This is the year.
You know what they say, 6 times is the charm.
This is the one.
I'm going to go home, find my fucking trilogy package, and just, like, take a picture of it and send it to you. Like,
yeah, but I want it on an HD remaster.
It's already HD!
No, but I need double HD. I need 4K.
It's already 1080. You don't even have a way to play 4K anything.
That's why I'm buying a PlayStation 5, so I could play that Mass Effect trilogy remaster.
On your 1080p monitor?
No, on my iPhone.
You're gonna remote play it to your iPhone? So you can, oh god. Vince.
Yes.
What you want exists already.
No.
And it exists on the PlayStation.
It doesn't exist the way I want it to exist.
It doesn't exist in a way that's convenient for me.
You know what? Actually, we were talking about Apple. Apple has one more announcement that they made this week.
Yeah.
November 10th, they issued a final event for the year.
Okay.
And they called it One More Thing.
Okay.
And this, apparently, with all speculation, looks to be the new Mac lineups.
Okay.
That include Apple's silicon chips. So this is basically Apple moving away from Intel and going into their own house-developed chipset. The same chips you find in their iPads and iPhones will be powering their computers now.
Okay.
And this is significant because, well, I don't know.
Is it faster, baby?
That's the hope. Faster, okay. Less thermals, and somehow producing amazing graphics capability on board. I don't know how they do it.
So what kind of, like, dark magic are they summoning per chip?
That's exactly what we want to know.
How many goat sacrifices are there?
Yes.
I need to know. Like, technology is getting to a point now where I'm just like, this is probably just me being a boomer, but it's also like, how are they doing it? Because before they were like, we maxed it out. We maxed out chipsets. You can't do it anymore. You can't do it. You can't get any more graphics because, like, there's not enough space.
Hey, John, you found more graphics in the back.
You got more graphics over there. Like, we can't do more graphics. It's impossible.
Wait, I can squeeze a bit more on the cart.
Yeah, and now they're like, but what about quantum computing, homie? It's like, bro, I don't even know what that means.
I think it's crazy that my phone has, like, way more capability than my MacBook.
I can't believe that your phone has exponentially more capability than all of a PlayStation 2.
Yeah, of course it does.
That's wild.
Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. Come on. PlayStation 2 is weak shit.
But you know what it's not stronger than?
What?
No one unlocked the potential of the PlayStation 3 cores, baby. Oh, gosh. No one unlocked the potential.
Yeah, because we're like, yo, fuck this shit.
Why is it so hard to program for? Fuck this noise.
Yeah, just leave this shit. But yeah, so that's the Big Apple news this week. New event, new computers. Let's see what happens. I just want to know how much they're going to cost.
It looks like waiting for a new iMac or a new MacBook. That was a good decision.
Mm-hmm. Good decision. I would like to, well, we'll see. We'll see. Do I really want to jump in on the first gen?
Yeah. You're always on the bleeding edge.
I've done that too many times.
You're on like the fucking give me beta iOS apps thing.
I got rid of that.
Oh, did you?
I got rid of that. We'll see. I don't quite have the budget for this shit anyway, so forget it.
All right.
Forget it.
Okay.
I want to see what happens with the PC game still. When, you know,
are you going to buy a PC?
I want to see what the market looks like once, you know, stock isn't choked.
Once you can actually buy products.
Yeah, like, so I'm guessing like February, March.
Okay.
You know, when AMD's cards are out and we'll see, we'll be like, yo, so who got the best value?
We're going to get you so many LEDs.
Of course.
RGB all over the place. Let's go. Unicorn poop.
We'll see what happens.
I'll get you that Diva case. I'll find it and then you buy it. I won't get it for you.
I was like, really?
No, really? This is a good promise. I like this.
No, I don't want a white case.
Oh, you're going to copy me now?
No, don't you get the Italian case?
The Italian. Hey, mama, I got the pizza pasta case.
Yeah.
No, I got that white Corsair case.
Either white or like a. I just want silver.
What about all glass?
No.
What if it's just mounted on your wall?
No, because then I have to clean it.
You have to clean your case anyway.
Yeah, but if it's on my wall, that's prone to like
house fire.
Juice
juice. What kind of juice you talking about?
The kinds of juice that gets on the wall.
How much pressure are you pumping out with these juice, baby?
Have you seen the Capri Sun packets? You just give that shit a squeeze.
Oh my god, disgusting. Is that how it works? Like if I just squeeze the package, does it?
I don't know. I'm thinking like if I shake a can of pop.
I guess. No, I don't want to think about this anymore. Let's move on.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, you have some people over. You're having Coke. I have a Mentos. Shit can happen.
All right. Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
I looked up that Final Fantasy stuff. It's characters and stories revealed.
Oh.
There's like different factions.
Okay.
Your protagonist name is Clive Rossfield.
Clive?
Clive.
C-L-I-V-E. I do not approve.
The kid who's watched his dad get decapitated? It's your brother.
Of course it is. It's obviously not you. Yeah. You can't be the cool character.
Childhood friend, Jill Warwick.
Jill?
Jill.
What are these names?
I don't know.
Clive and Jill?
Yeah. The nation of Valishta?
One more time?
Valsthea? Valsthea?
Okay.
V-A-L-I-S-T-H-E-A.
Not into it.
Is built around the mother crystals.
Fuck the crystals.
Huge crystal mountains that supply aether to the areas around them.
Yeah.
Each mother crystal is affiliated with an Akon. Icon. Oh, it's E-I-con. Oh, Icon. Fuck you, Final Fantasy. Which, they're the summons.
Yes.
They're the summons.
The icons.
And so they're basically being like, fuck the gods, fuck the aether mountains, I'm gonna move mountains for my brother. Literally.
Oh, so this is Lelouch.
I guess.
Oh, okay, got it.
Instead of your deaf, blind, crippled Emoto.
Yeah.
It's for your Ototo.
Yeah, Ototo. Okay. Great.
So, yeah.
That's Final Fantasy 16.
It's like, you just, I'm not going to go through the rest of this, but dude, it's sounding like Final Fantasy.
Hell yeah.
And look at this edgy boy.
Has he got a hood? Oh, no, he's got his hair.
No, he's got...
Oh, look at that arm!
I know! He's got the devil grabber.
I was gonna say, what the hell? From
Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
He's Nero.
Yeah. He's Nero, but cooler.
Have you seen Devil May Cry 5 Nero?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
I mean,
He's pretty... If you said, hey, he's cooler than 4 Nero, I'd be like, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, 4 Nero's a bitch, so yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of a bitch. My girlfriend's in the church! I love her.
He's kind of, you know, MGS2 Raiden, so.
Whoa. How dare you?
Speak the truth. Okay.
No. Mm. All right. That man is a legend. He saved the Big Shell incident.
Who cares? Disappeared.
He was the catalyst for bringing down the Patriots.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. He took down Arsenal Gear, which was one of the main computers of GW.
Nah.
Who happened to be supercomputer AIs that are named after presidents.
You've just spoken a whole bunch of gibberish that no one on this podcast understands.
And then he became a ninja. And he befriended a robot dog.
Anyways, our weeks. I'll go first. Mine is quick. I didn't really do anything. I finished that anime, Decadence.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a good little solid 12-episode package.
All right.
I liked it. All right. It was good. The ending was a bit, well, shit, now what?
But what? It was the cliffhanger?
It wasn't a cliffhanger. It's just like, well, where does the world go from here? It's a little bit like life is futile, but we managed to keep going on anyway.
Okay.
So, like, that's the theme. Mm-hmm. That was that. It's getting cold out, so I resubbed my Biking Zwift subscription, and I've been biking all week inside.
Disgusting.
It's been tiring.
I hate it.
It was gross. Then I went for a massage, and the man got into my legs.
I'm so... Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
The gentleman.
I hope he was a gentleman.
Lifted my legs kindly before applying pressure.
Before penetrating the muscles there within.
Yeah, something like that. It was great. I felt so springy afterwards. Full of life.
I bet he filled you with life. I bet he did.
Yeah, man. Give me some life juices.
I don't like how we're talking about this.
Yeah, and then like we said, I bought the new iPhone 12 Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
It's another iPhone.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
That is my conclusion.
Other than night camera.
Oh, the camera's sick.
Yeah. Other than night camera, do you feel that there's any significant improvements to this phone?
Compared to what I'm coming
from? Compared to where you're coming from, yes.
Everything?
Really?
Everything's just better.
Because like when you say like it's a new iPhone, like in that kind of way, yeah. It makes me think like, yeah, it's another one.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, and there's nothing really exceptional about it.
Yeah, but that's like all phones now, right? Like, you get the next one, it's like, that's another one.
All right, so let me tell you about the Essential Phone.
Oh, my
right?
God. So get out of here. 360
camera attachments.
Get out of here. No, but the camera on the new iPhone's pretty awesome. The night sight and the photo and whatever is good. But the real winner is the video recording.
Oh, okay.
Because you can record in like HDR and it's wild. You know when you...
8K?
Can you... No, 4K.
Oh.
4K. But like it's... Do you know when you look at a scene on a TV and like there's a bright spot and a dark spot and your screen doesn't know what to do with that?
Yes.
You either blow it out or make it real
dark?
Yeah,
they're like, what do we do?
So with HDR, like they can do separate dimming sections, right? So mm-hmm. like it can look really bright and dark at the same time.
Yeah.
But now you can record that in real life.
Huh.
So like if I was recording a studio and I could see the studio lights in front of me,
yeah,
would be super bright, but you could also see what's behind it mm-hmm. in the dark sections. But it wouldn't be like crushed with blacks. Like it's wild how what you could record now.
Mm-hmm.
But it only really looks nice on the iPhone screen the minute you transfer it to like your computer. I don't know if it's going to look as great. Just because of a compatibility issue with the files and stuff. So,
okay.
But otherwise, it's a cool looking thing. Like I said, came with the MagSafe, or you have to buy the MagSafe charger separately.
Yeah.
Magnet shit's cool. I like MagSafe. It's on my MacBook. It's on my phone. I would not be surprised if next year's iPhone does not have a port and they just rely on MagSafe wholeheartedly.
Oh, like no charging port? Like no USB port?
Well, like Apple's been threatening to do that for years. Like just get rid of all the holes on the device.
No speakers?
Well, I don't know what they would do. Yeah, I guess speakers would be the only thing left.
Buy AirPods!
I guess so, right? Right? But like, yeah, this definitely solves the whole don't buy holes. I don't know.
Essential Phone is ahead of the game. You gotta get that little attachment for the headphone jack, and then there's no holes. I guess. Well, then, so. But also, there's like also the power. Oh, if the power button was like a touch sensitive.
I guess.
Like, what was it, the original PS4 or the original one where it was like the heat sensor or whatever?
Oh, for
the power button.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that's wild. Yeah, it's a new iPhone. Cool. All
right.
I got a case. It's plum. Right. It was the best color. I want a gray case, but Apple doesn't make a gray case right now.
Just spray paint your thing. Aren't you like the fucking Gundam painting master?
Yeah, but if you can't, it won't stick to silicon, and then it'll make it thicker.
Okay.
And I don't want a thick boy.
All right.
That was my week. Yes.
My week.
Oh, shit. Tell me about it.
I did a lot of homework.
So riveting.
It's been papers on papers. Oh, I'm still doing it.
Still getting paper cuts or what?
No, man. Digital paper.
Oh, that's not.
Let me tell you about that digital paper.
You kids today.
Kids today and your PDFs.
Yeah.
So I didn't really do too much that's exciting, but I did start a new game that I got pretty hooked on. It's called Grim Dawn. It is a 2016 game on the PC, and it is made by the people, I don't know if you remember this, Titan Quest, the Diablo clone set in Greek Roman times.
Okay.
They made a new one of those in 2016, apparently. It's just like edgy witchcraft shit. And I was like, I really want to play a Diablo game, and this has been in my Steam list for a while, and I got fucking hooked. Oh my god, this game is like, it hit that itch that I need.
You said Diablo clone?
Yeah. It's an ARPG, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Like, kind of isometric, like, yeah. Around different, you got portals. You can portal to different towns.
Well, of course you do.
You can kill guys that get you loot. And then you can use that loot to make builds.
No.
Yeah, you get different classes.
What?
Yeah, and then you put... Yo, okay. Within different classes, you can spec differently. And you can dual class.
No.
It's crazy.
No.
Never thought of before.
Wow.
I don't know. It's...
I've not heard of this in my life.
It's that kind of game. Like, it is a very good version of that kind of game. And it turns out they've been, they released like two expansion packs for it too. Like one was last year.
Oh.
Yeah. They released the Ashes of Malamuth and the Forgotten Gods. And Forgotten Gods was released March 29th of last year. So they've been supporting the game. They've been doing new content and stuff like that. And I got so hooked on the base game.
Tell me, what did you do?
I bought the expansions because they were on deep discount because of the Steam Halloween sale.
How deep?
Like 50%.
What's that?
I don't know, like $13.
Oh, wow.
Per expansion.
Wow. That's not bad.
So it's valid. I've put in like 12, 13 hours so far.
That's pretty good.
And what did I do? I made an Inquisitor, which is one of the expansion builds.
Okay.
It's all about dual wielding those guns, baby. And the way I spec'd it is to have just like hella effective auto attacks. So my main damage source is fire, but occasionally my guns will shoot like special ice bullets or special lightning bullets. And it's all about applying on-hit effects and on-hit dots, which will then trigger more on-hit effects and on hit dots.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. So like I'll shoot a guy and then like my equipment will be like, oh, on hit you have a 10% chance of having lightning strike your enemy.
Yeah.
Right. But then the thing is like I have fire burning, so that also counts as like towards the 10% hit chance. So eventually if I get like really lucky on the RNG, it's like, oh look, there's a group of pack enemies over there. Kablammo! They're all dead. And then that combined with like the attack speed of dual wielding pistols.
Hmm.
It's pretty fun. There's a whole lot of classes. They got like necromancy. They got like, was like paladins and all everything in between. All your crazy fantasy classes that you want. They got them. But it's really fun. I don't really know what else to say about it other than that it's a very good Diablo game. So far the lore is kind of like edgy, I guess. There's really interesting like quest paths you can go down. So like early in the game, there's this guy trapped in a cage, like these goblins got him.
Yeah.
And I saved him, and he turned out to be a cook.
A cook?
Yeah, so I invited him back to the main city, and he's like, yeah, sick, I'll be a cook for you guys. Like, it'll be cool. And then he, like, boosted up team morale. Like, I got... Oh, there's different, like, factions, and within those factions, you can gain reputation by doing quests for them. And then the more reputation you have, the more stuff you have to buy from the merchants.
Huh.
But I got, like, so I got more reputation, whatever, and then later on in the story... Because I saved that guy, it turns out he's like, hey, man, I'm sorry I lied to you. I'm not a cook. I'm an assassin. And I'm part of a secret assassin league. And then that unlocked a whole new quest chain.
Wow.
There was another one where I found a cave that was sealed off by rocks, and I used some dynamite to blow it up. And when I went in, it was a single room, and a small girl was in it. Right. And I was talking to her, and she's like, oh my God, you saved me. Like, thanks so much. Like, oh, I'm so lost. I need help and blah. And so you have different dialogue options. And one is like, invite back to the town. The other one is like, why are you in this cave alone?
Oh.
Yeah. Right. And so, like, I questioned the little girl route. And it turns out that it was a demon that was sealed away in this cave, and it shapeshifted into a girl to like trick you. And it turns out if you let that demon go to the place, like, he'll kill some of the NPCs within the town, and it changes up the town and stuff like that. Like, cool. How could you do that? They have some, they have certain unique things to like spice it up. It's not just like straight loot, straight grind, but that is the main crux of the gameplay. And my favorite feature, oh God, I love this feature, they have a built-in loot filter. So if I don't want to see anything below epic items,
yeah,
just cut that shit. My character is all about ranged weapons, so I will never, ever, ever use a wand, use a sword, a mace, a offhand spell book.
So you pick the stuff up?
No, it'll still drop, but it won't show up as being able to be picked up, so it won't clutter the screen when you have a lot of loot, right? So it's just like, I really only want guns.
But can't you pick that stuff up to sell them?
You can, but like, you don't get enough money from it to be really worth it. It's mostly doing quests and picking up money. Different auto pickup features within the options. So they have augments you can get. So they're called materials. And you can either directly apply the material to a weapon to give it a bonus, or you can use those materials to craft other shit. And they're like, hey, you just want to auto pick up materials? And I'm like, hell yeah, I do. Less clicking for me. Let's go. So there's a lot of good quality of life stuff that they've learned from, like, over the years of making Diablo, I guess. Cool. Making Diablo clones. But it's really good. It goes on sale really frequently. So if you guys are looking for a Diablo clone, check it out. It's usually, when it's on sale, it's usually around $8. Mm. So it's not a big commitment to dive in. And there's a lot of content in that first section of the game.
I see.
Yeah. It also does the whole Diablo thing where it's like, oh, you beat the game, now do it on Nightmare, do it on Hell. They have like another version where it's like called Veteran Mode, where it's harder, so you can play the veteran versions.
I understand.
And then you get bonus XP and whatever.
I understand this game.
It's cool. Highly recommended.
Cool.
Very, very good. But other than that, yeah, it's just been essays, baby. I watched Singing in the Rain for class.
Oh, that old one.
That classic Hollywood film.
Yeah.
I think Singing in the Rain is the worst song in that movie.
Oh, wow.
It's the most boring song, both audio and visual.
But it's such a classic.
I guess. I also didn't realize that this is where that one song, was it? Good Morning, Good Morning.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun. That's from Singing in the Rain. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
That's a old movie.
It is old, but I don't know. I feel like it holds up. It's like, I don't like musicals. And I enjoyed this film.
Yeah, I don't like musicals at all.
Like, period? Like, West Side Story? Ain't your jam?
No. Absolutely not.
Don't you want to be those boys with the rolled up sleeves? And
hell no.
Why not? Come on. What was the other one? I think I watched another one last week, but I forgot to mention it.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I watched Psycho.
Psycho.
The Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it.
The famous shower scene where she gets stabbed in the shower.
Yeah, I know a scene, but I haven't seen the movie, no. Yeah,
I thought that was the end of the movie. It's not.
Okay.
There's a whole other story there.
Oh. That'd be kind of dull if that was the end of the movie.
Also, that's a good movie.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It still holds up.
Okay.
I think it holds up from a, like, appreciation perspective where, like, you watch this movie and you start getting, like, oh, shit, everything is inspired by this movie.
Yeah.
Like, the way things are shot, like, certain cuts, like, match cuts and stuff. Like,
yeah.
That shit didn't exist before this movie.
Yeah.
And, like, you look at it and you're like, holy fuck. Like, there's so much stuff in here that is just, like, stolen from that. Other movies have stolen from this. Though the guy who plays Norman Bates, that man is genuinely creepy.
Scary?
He is an unsettling figure.
Like his face or just
the... No, just his he's an acting, like, him in that role is perfect.
Ah, okay.
Right?
Because I find, like, William Dafoe's face.
William Dafoe?
Yeah.
He's got a unique face.
He's got
But I'm talking more about the guy who plays Norman Bates. He embodied that character. Like, he went for it.
Okay.
It's one of those things where it's like, who's that guy who played Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh, fuck. I forget his name.
Yeah, he was so good at Napoleon Dynamite
yeah.
that I can't see him as anything other than Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think it's that
yeah.
type of level. So that was cool. Yeah, it was good.
Nice.
That was it. I'm only watching movies that are mandatory for class.
Damn.
Like, son. What was the other one? Did I talk about how I watched They Live? Do you know that movie?
No.
It's the... Who's the guy that made it? Like, Alien. Is it Alien?
Aliens.
John Carpenter? Did he make Alien?
He made Alien?
I don't know. Did he? Maybe?
No.
I'm going to his IMDb. Hold on.
No.
What did he do? He did something famous.
Yes.
Known for The Fog.
Oh, he made The Fog.
The 1980s movie?
Yeah, they remade that.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Is it Mist?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, is he was in Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged Animated Series? No way. That's what IMDb has him here down as.
Okay.
There's what? No, it can't be. Look as director.
He's Joey Wheeler.
Oh, he is. Maybe. The Fog, he made The Thing.
Oh, he made The Thing. Yeah,
Big Trouble, Little China.
Okay.
Escape from New York, Escape from L.A.
Okay, yeah, but he didn't do Alien.
No, he didn't.
No. I'm pretty sure that was... Was it Cameron? JC? I don't know.
Maybe. He did a short called Gorgo versus Godzilla.
Okay.
But yeah, They Live is like, yo, remember Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the main character. And he's a drifter.
Oh.
He comes up across a homeless camp where there's a hacker and there's like weird shit being on the TV being like, yo, they're controlling you through the TV. And then he finds a pair of glasses and it turns out the glasses reveal the true world. And the true world is that part of our world is being overtaken by aliens.
This is too much for me already.
That are using capitalism and the culture machine in order to get us to be efficient so they can do interplanetary space travel.
Don't like it.
There's also like a fucking 5-minute wrestling fight that's so campy.
What?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
You might have seen like these aliens.
No.
Or not even like the Obey picture? Like, no?
Nope.
No. So basically, the big elites are these aliens.
I see.
And then it'll, it goes from there. I don't know. It was campy. It was fun.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm caught up.
Now
I'm done.
Yeah.
It's over.
Great. Cool.
Unless, so I found this new porn star, right?
Oh, shit. That's an after-hours conversation. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.